Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
I just didn't plan on walking around here spending a whole lot of money with my family just to be out on the...
Any comments on Israel? We're arresting everybody today. Any comments on Israel?
How long?
9 years. 180 episodes.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where every night take you through the looking glass and beyond and go places where other talk shows cannot go. And don't forget our online presence, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. You can pick up a backstage pass, and you now are a member of the family. You can listen to thousands and thousands and thousands. I'm being very literal. Thousands of hours of archived Phil Hendry Show material. We have podcasts. We have free downloads. We have our BSP downloads, our backstage pass downloads. We have animated features. We've got webisodes. We have, dude, it's never ends. And we have the Phil Hendry Shop right now, where we have our classic CDs, our classic CDs, which, and you know, the video on this show is going to get really scary. We are going like super pro, man. It's going to be very scary. It's going to be multi-camera and all of this stuff. Jeez, we just turn the whole thing into a damn TV show. I don't know. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. 877-876-PHIL. In a moment, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to join us because of the successful conclusion to what could have been just horrible, horrible armed standoff in Florida, and you know about it. This is the armed standoff between a man who was upset that his wife had been fired by the school board, and he had people that he was holding as hostages, and eventually this man was shot, and he killed himself after being brought down by three shots from a security guard's pistol. This man's name is Clay Duke. And the officer that brought him down is being hailed as a hero in this vicious gun battle in this Florida school board meeting. He said that he opened fire after he thought his friend had been killed. And then he cried when he saw his friend alive. He thought that his friend, the superintendent of schools, had been shot. He said, "I thought I let him down. I love him and the school system. That was the only thing going through my mind," said school security officer Mike Jones, talking to reporters in his first public statement since Tuesday's shootout. The incident began Tuesday when police said 56-year-old Clay Duke disrupted the school board meeting by proclaiming that he had a motion, and he spray-painted a large V with a circle in it, a circle around it on the wall, and threatened the room with a gun. Apparently intent on avenging his wife's 2008 firing, Duke aimed his weapon at the board members several times and told them he was planning to die that day. That was his statement. He was planning on dying that day. Duke's first shot, which school superintendent Bill Husfeld said was aimed directly at him from no more than 15 feet away, somehow missed. And that's when Jones burst into the room. The security guard began firing, shooting Duke in the back three times. Jay Santos joining us here on our line, Jay, and our newsmaker line. Jay, good evening.
Good evening, Phil. It's good to be on your program.
Are you, you've been watching this?
We have, yes. We monitor here at our substation here in South Bay, and this is in Florida, so obviously the Gator Brigade, which is a all-volunteer police, auxiliary police unit in Florida, have monitoring. Yes, sir.
What do you think of this is an amazing, and we don't hear too often of these good outcomes where the perpetrator is taken down and no one is hurt, a security guard, and God knows security guards are maligned, aren't they?
Well, I would have to tell you that the first thing that we thought when we heard the report of this man being a quote-unquote hero, and I'm the very first person, Phil, to want to give accolades to anyone in law enforcement, in paramilitary or auxiliary law enforcement, who has acted in a heroic way. But I have to tell you that our organization, Citizens Auxiliary Police, we do train ourselves to minimize, if at all possible, the use of weaponry, that is, the use of guns that are, you know, guns, you know, you shoot and everything. and we want to minimize that. So the first thing that I thought when I heard that they had used a gun was that I was very, very sorry to hear that. The second thing that I heard, which validated my feeling, was that, in fact, Phil, and it's very unfortunate now that I have to say this, he shot the man in the back. And as you know, that's not considered very fair, or it's not considered to be very heroic or you know, anything like that. So,
well, I mean, this is we're not talking about a gun, you know, shootout at the OK Corral or some standoff at high noon. We're talking about a life and death situation here.
I understand that, but it is not considered to be. It's not considered to be the classic law enforcement manner to shoot someone in the back, and on top of that, you shoot them in the back, you've now given them the heads up to go ahead and shoot themselves because they know you're going to come in for the coup de grace if you're not dead already, and so that individual is going to shoot himself. Now, what has he done? He has robbed society of its rightful, you know, rights to execute that man, or at least to judge that man. You know,
well, first of all, the guy had not done anything. He hadn't taken any lives.
That is true, but we don't know what he would have done. He had a gun, and that could have meant that he was going to shoot someone, or maybe it meant that, you know, he wasn't going to shoot nobody. That one superintendent who said that he was shot at, I don't know whether he thinks that, you know, we're sort of in Pulp Fiction or whatever he thinks about, but I'm sure, you know, the guy was 15 feet away and pumped off a shot. I'm, you know.
Well, what are you telling me? That didn't happen?
Well, it might have happened, but I don't think he's remembering, you know, quite exactly what happened. Because that's like in Pulp Fiction. If you ever saw Pulp Fiction, that guy opens up on him and misses him, and you're like going, yeah, right. So,
all right, well, we're talking here with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, but we're talking about this Florida shooting of the hostage taker, and this man had come into this room and had said he was planning on dying that day and was spraying the room with bullets, is my understanding. I think the wife said something utterly asinine, like he was spraying the room with bullets so that the SWAT team would know who to shoot.
Yeah, obviously, that was all ridiculous, and this individual was not, you know, as we say, not the brightest bulb on a tree, which when you go into a classic law enforcement mode and you're going to take down a perpetrator, you don't want to have to see in the newspaper the next day he was shot in the back, because then the, you know, popular image of what you did is now tainted. And, you know, it is sort of a truism, Phil. You know, little tiny kids, and a lot of little tiny kids are reading the paper. And you see a group of kids reading the paper one day, maybe at the bus stop, and they're going to go, look, if they shot this guy in the back, you forget it, you know. So I would have approached it differently.
Well, the man's a hero. My understanding is you don't think he's a hero.
No, I don't think he's a hero, no.
You do not think that the security guard's a hero?
I do not think he is, no. I think.
What grade would you have given him?
Well, it was an average job. I'd give him a C. If you're asking about grades, an average job. It was not a clean job. It was not one that I certainly would not have. Not if he was working for me, I would not.
Well, how would you propose taking this individual down? You say that your methods, Citizens Auxiliary Police methods, are different.
Well, they are decidedly different, Phil, because we're trained to minimize gunplay, if we can. In this situation, it seemed pretty cut and dry. You got an individual who is very emotional. He's wheeling this way and that. It's not a very difficult thing to enter the room while his back is to the door. Make your body as small as you possibly can. That is to make yourself a very small target, so that if he decides to open up, you are as tiny a target as you can get. Almost a little, if you can get your body down into a little ball, and then you move sideways toward this individual, so that you are, first of all, presenting a small target, and secondly, there's no wind resistance, because you want to move as quickly as you can, as what we call a glide or a slide. So you slide toward the individual, now you have the arm up around the neck, and now you've cut his wind. And the third and most important thing, in some people's minds anyway, Phil, is now that you have the individual in the headlock, you've got him cut his wind, you've got him in the neck and the head and everything. Now the TV camera's there. You move him in a 180-degree move so that the camera can see, and then you go and snap his neck.
Now, why are you doing that?
Because what you're doing is you're letting society know that society is going to have the satisfaction of the end of this person, as opposed to this person picking and choosing when he's going to die and shooting himself. That's what happened when he got shot in the back. He got shot in the back, he went down, had his weapon, and killed himself. That's not going to happen with Citizens Officer Police.
Well, a lot of what you're telling me I don't know much about, but you're saying that you get into the room somehow. How do you do that?
When this gentleman had his back to the door, obviously, that's when you moved in, and that's when that man moved. That's not the only thing I give that guy an A for. So you go in, but you go in quickly, sideways, so that you're cutting wind resistance, and in a small, ball-like shape. So you're almost scurrying along the floor. And then you rise up, you lock the head and the throat with your arm, your forearm, have your hand on top of the head, and now you've cut his wind, you're lifting him up off the deck, and so he has no control over his body anymore. He is trying to get air, and now he's just going to drop, the gun's just going to drop down. And that's when you show him to the TV cameras, you know where the security cameras are, then take the head and twist it, you know, around and snap the neck. You have, first of all, you've not used a weapon. That's number one. Number two, you got him. And number three, you showed him off to the cameras, and then you went ahead and snapped it.
And that's supposed to do what? That's supposed to make me feel good?
I don't understand.
Well, I mean, what you just did is, so you executed this man, is what you did.
Well, Mr. Henry, this guy has a gun. He's shooting at people. Anybody will tell you it's a lethal situation.
But I would imagine if you have this man under control...
I have the man under control to the extent that I can kill him the way I'm holding him. But if you want me, what do you want me to do with him? You want me to carry him outside like that?
So you execute him by snapping his neck, and you make sure that everyone sees this on TV.
That is correct.
877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Steve Bozell of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about what he would have done and what his trained sub-commanders would have done today, or yesterday, I should say, in Florida with this this hostage taker, Clay Duke, who had a gun, had fired the weapon in the room where these school board members were, and was eventually shot from behind by a security guard, who many people are hailing as a hero, but you don't, sir.
No, I don't hail him as a hero, Phil. I'm not saying the man is a bad man. I'm not saying that anything about him. I'm saying I don't think he did a great job. When you shoot a guy in the back, it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of cheap, you know, shoot a guy in the back.
And, well, I don't understand. If the guy is threatening lives, don't you shoot him any way you can?
If the guy's threatening lives, what you do is what I would do, which is to glide into the room. And
well, you say you're gliding into the room. This is some kind of...
It's a martial arts move. And then you grab him by the neck, you lift him off the deck, you make sure the TV cameras see him, okay? See, camera over there, you see? Okay. And then snap.
Then you kill him.
Then you kill him, right. That's what I would have done. That would save a lot.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL, as Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is saying that the security guard in the Florida standoff, the shootout, is not a hero. He's not a hero. He shot the guy in the back, number one. He shot him, number two. He could have used force against this guy that had nothing to do with firearms, I think is what Mr. Santos is saying. He's saying that he would not hire the security guard for the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He's saying that he would not even give him a higher than a C grade. And that it was messy, and that by this man committing suicide, he robbed society of their right to judge him the way they saw fit. Except that Mr. Santos, talking about the technique that they would use, he'd kill the man right there in front of TV cameras. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police has joined us. I'm going to play a couple of cuts here, Jay, from this event on Tuesday. And it is a you're going to hear, ladies and gentlemen, the sounds of gunplay. You're going to hear, quite frankly, security guard Mike Jones shooting Clay Duke. A chilling video of the meeting from a live internet feed shows Superintendent Bill Husfeld attempting to reason with Clay Duke, the shooter, who's apparently angry that his wife, a teacher, was fired.
I don't want to die like anybody else does.
Mr. Husfeld signed the papers, I'm sure, but he doesn't know her.
I'm just asking, what did she do? Was she a teacher? Was she a paraprofessional? Did she work in the classroom? Did she work in the cafeteria? Was she a bus driver? I don't know. But listen, I'm the one that signed the paper, right? I don't remember, and I don't know who she is. But let them go. I'm the one that did it. They don't sign the papers. I'm the only one that signs. Will you let them go? I mean, but you're obviously upset at me. So why are they here?
Wow. Wow. That man is talking to a raving lunatic, and he's saying, I'm the guy that did it to your wife. Now, Mr. Duke starts shooting, and the school security officer, Mike Jones, enters the room and fires at Clay Duke.
Hey, here's what I don't want to happen. I don't want anybody to, listen to me for a minute. I don't want anybody to get hurt, and I've got a feeling that what you want is the cops come in and kill you because you're mad, because you said you're going to die one day. Why? This isn't worth it. This is a problem. Please, no. Please, no. Please.
There's three shots. I don't know if those are the three shots to the back. I heard three shots. And incredibly, Superintendent Husfeld was not hit. And you could hear him saying, please don't. That's a gutsy guy.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the superintendent. Did you hear that, man? He's facing down a guy with a gun. He's saying, I'm the guy that signed it. I'm the guy that did it. Let them go. And now this guy has obviously raised that weapon up.
Well, you know, Phil, you're starting to get a little bit ahead of ourselves. I mean, the hero, there's no hero here. I'm trying to tell you that the hero would have been if they'd done what we do at the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I would have been a You know, I don't want to say me, but that's where you would have had a hero. But no, I think you're in dangerous territory saying there's a hero there.
I'm telling you that I heard what I heard of that tape. That Mr. Husfeld has got guts. He's standing there with a psycho, you know.
Yeah, but what happened was that man got shot in the back. And if you watch any, or if you, you know, I'm not saying watch TV, but if you do see police TV shows and the movies too, you shoot a man in the back, that's considered to be... You know, that. So what I would have done is gone in with that low center of gravity with my side to the man and grab his neck, you know.
But you don't think Mr. Husfeld, the superintendent...
Mr. Husfeld, you keep going back to this. He was a hostage. That's not... They don't have... They're not heroes. I mean, I'm glad he's alive, but hostages are not heroes. I don't understand what you say there.
All right. I don't know. Maybe I'm not seeing this right. 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. We have on the line Carol. Carol in Portland listening to us on KXFD. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi. Hey.
Yes, sir. Hi.
The former police officer and also a current armed security officer, this gentleman that's talking about this incident is totally way off base here. Number one, you know...
Well, for one,
there's an old adage, you don't take a knife to a gunfight. And number two, the fact that he was shot in the back has nothing to do with the situation. He's referring to policemen shooting people in the back. That's when they're fleeing he's talking about, not in a situation where the person has just fired a weapon that's still threatening everybody in that room. And the
there. But, I mean, you don't want to have another... So you're saying introduce another weapon into the room, and now you got two weapons when you could... If I can get in there, I just ask you as a police officer and as a security guard, if I can get in there and I get up and put that guy's head in my... And just I could have his head in a position where I could snap his neck.
No,
you tell me
you
that's
know
no
what?
Good?
That's crazy. Because, number one, you would never... Nobody's going to train you to approach a person with a weapon and try to disarm him in a situation where you have innocent people in a room.
Right. With it's in martial arts, though. What about martial arts? That's what I'm saying, see? Martial arts, you can get in with a low center of gravity and a sideways, or however you guys say it, you know.
You've been watching too many movies, man.
Well, how do you know it's not true? The stuff they have in movies is not all fake.
Hold on for a minute. 877-876-PHIL. Jay Sano says this security guard was not a hero. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil in the show.
Where's that guy? Phil. I'm talking to more. I want to talk to more.
Henry Show, our number is 877-876-PHIL, as we talk with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about what, a frightening situation. A security guard has to shoot and kill, or attempt to kill, a man who has taken the school board hostage. And I for the very first time, I heard the audio in just when you guys heard it, just a few minutes ago, and I heard school board member, school board superintendent Bill Husfeld, talking to this gunman, trying to talk this man into letting the other people go, admitting that he's the guy that must have signed the order that caused Mr. Duke's wife to be fired. And I'm telling you, it was chilling. And this guy fired at him, and he didn't hit him.
Well, that's what this Mr. Huntsville was claiming, that he raised a gun up at him.
No, it must be on video.
It could be on video. I don't know if they've doctored it.
Look, Jay, we're not talking about a large conspiracy here. It just happened yesterday. How could they doctor video?
I'm just saying, and I'm asking you to be reasonable, and I'm asking you to be, you know, be reasonable, that I'm looking at that TV show you was talking about. I just seen Sean Young. She's crying now. I don't know if you're interested in, you know, about that.
No, I'm on the air now. I can't watch the show, okay?
All right, because I just turned it on. But my whole point, I didn't know she lived in a house that's got, it's like she's having to do her own dishes. But that's what I'm saying, you know.
You're talking about a man who is, I think the man's a hero.
Mr. Hendry, what I'm trying to say, based on my experience, there were no heroes in this situation because he shot the guy in the back, came all running in, and, I mean, can you imagine? The door flies open, here comes a security guard with his gun up in the air like it's a Wild West show, firing at the ceiling, firing, and, you know, running around. And finally, you know, pulls the gun down.
Did you see the video?
I did not see the video, but I do know how some security guards are trained, and I'm sure that he at least got off one shot that hit the ceiling. At least one.
At least one, because they don't know how to shoot.
No, I didn't say that, but they're nervous.
And you wouldn't have had to have shot. You would have gone in and put this guy in a headlock and then snapped his neck as the cameras picked up on it.
Well, you're saying that like I'm some kind of, you know, you think I'm probably mentally ill or something.
No, I didn't say that, but I you heard that one guy say that was almost a flight of fancy on your part. 877-876-PHIL. We'll go to a phone call here. We have Vernon in Memphis, Tennessee. Vernon, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanos. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. As me being a military soldier and been to Iraq, I don't care. If somebody's shooting at me, I don't care how my other soldiers kill, how they kill them, how they shoot them, as long as they're dead. Now, my thing is, if his family was in there and that dude was threatening to kill his family, would he still be saying the same thing about the dude killing him in the back? It seems to me like he's an adrenaline junkie that's trying to sneak in and break somebody's neck. That security guard was worried about somebody getting shot. He did what he
right.
had to do. And that's plain
enough. But he could have gotten himself shot. He could have gotten Mr. Husfeld shot. Because suppose the first shot that went off, I'm sure it probably hit the ceiling, alerted the gunman to the fact that this brainless idiot's got a gun. So that gives that guy more time to aim at that guy and finally shoot him. Okay, that's number one.
Wait. What do you mean, suppose the gunman what?
The gunman that's holding people hostage.
Right.
He hears this guy come through the door, the security guard, fires one round, it hits a ceiling tile or hits the blackboard or what, I don't know where they were. And
we don't know that that happened. We said that the man fired three shots, hit him in the back.
Well, he fired three shots, but if you play that, you hear like 10 shots or something. That, you know what? That guy probably had to fire five shots to finally get the aim.
Sir, you're doing listen, like, again, yeah. I've been shot back. I've been shot at. I had one of my soldiers, I'm a sergeant in the military. I had one of my soldiers had to shoot one of those people across seas and from killing three or four of us. Do you think I cared about how he shot him, where he shot him, who shot him? I didn't care about all that. And I was in trying to sneak up to him, grab him by the neck. See, while you doing all that, he could have heard you coming up. He still could have turned around and fired a shot off at you. Or he could have fired a shot off at anybody or whatever. He could have turned around and shot somebody that was behind
him. That's correct. So, but I could have. You see, my advantage in a situation like that is I'm going to go up to an insurgent. I'm assuming when you're in Iraq, you know, some kind of insurgent kind of deal. And I see him turn. That's when I make my move to get out of his line of vision. So I'm constantly skipping.
Okay, but what if that gunman turned around and fired at you and hit somebody else in the process? See, that when that security guard came in and shot him, that stopped him from shooting anybody. See, you trying to come in and grab somebody by the neck. Like I said, he could have turned around, been shooting at you to try to shoot you because you're the security guard, and hit somebody else in the process. That security guard.
Is so that you move in so quickly, he doesn't get a shot off. You move in so quickly, and you're losing, and you're not, you're doing it so quickly because your body is to the side, so there's no wind resistance. Then you grab him and stand in his neck.
Again, I've been across. It does not care how quickly you move in. You can move in quickly as hell. A bullet goes fast. It doesn't matter how quick you move in. If he turns around and just fires, it doesn't matter if he hits
you
or somebody else.
You can duck out of the way.
Wait a minute. This gentleman was in Iraq. He's a soldier. He's been in combat. He's been in firefights. Okay?
I understand that. I give him all due respect, but I'm sure the gentleman would agree that if I could show him a better way. And I'm sure if, say I'm one of your soldiers, you're the sergeant, sir, say I'm one of your soldiers, and I say, hey, Sarge, you know, leave it to me, and I go using the sideways move I'm telling you about, and I snap the guy's neck. Are you going to, like, you know, report me and put me on report and all, you know, all that?
You did what?
If I said to Sarge, leave it to me.
You know what? I'm listening to you, and I can never agree with you, and I'm going to tell you one reason why. I got friends that died in Iraq beside me trying to do the same crap you trying to do. They don't want to shoot them. They want to be heroes and try to beat them up or take them in, and they died getting shot. I'm going to tell you something. Again, if there was your family members that was in there and he was finna kill them, would you still be saying the same thing about that police officer coming in there, shooting them in the back? You wouldn't be saying that. You'd be at home.
Well, I would probably say he could have got my family killed, because if he shoots and he misses and he hits like a hits a bell, goes ding, and the guy says, oh, there's someone in the room, and then he blazes away on my family. I understand what you're saying.
Okay,
respect, United States Army, I think I'd be trained well enough to go and not make any noise. I don't know if you've seen it, and I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to be stupid, but did you ever see in Kung Fu where the guy could walk on a rice paper and not make a noise?
What do you mean rice paper? Go ahead, Vernon.
You come in and a door. Okay, number one, if the door is closed,
and I'm not going to make any noise. I won't
care
about rice paper.
It doesn't matter. If the door is closed and he has to open it, you have to open that door. What's to make him think he can't hear it? Now, you sneak up behind him, you grab him.
With the technique that I know.
Okay, right then, hold on. You sneak up behind him, you grab him. Right then, you just scared the hell out of him. Excuse my language. You just scared him. So what makes you think that if you just scared him, he still won't get a shot off and shoot somebody? That security officer.
Because I'm going to cut his wind and lift him off the ground, and he's going to want to get the air.
What it sounds like to me, it sounds like you just You mad because it was not you that stopped that gunman instead of him. You wanted to go in, try to snap somebody's neck, and okay, you got kids that got to see you snapping a gun.
Yeah, it would have been better had I gone in and snapped the guy's neck because it would have been caught on video. I don't know.
Vernon, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate your call because you gave us a soldier's eye view on these situations. Our number, 877-876-PHIL.
What does that mean?
The gentleman has had experience in Iraq. And
Mr. Allen, you're discounting the fact that I would go sideways.
And what is going sideways? What does that mean again?
The wind resistance, if you're going full front. But if you go sideways, there's no wind resistance. He discounted that, too. And with no wind resistance, you move a third faster, and our insurgent will look at you and go, "What? You know, that doesn't make sense. I don't process how that guy could be here." And while he's trying to figure out the physics of you being there,
you'd snap his neck.
Yeah.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Rachel in Nashville. Go ahead, Rachel. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. I was just calling in.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
I actually think that this guy is hero for shooting. Because I think he saved a lot of lives. That guy could have shot anyone that was in that building.
The guard? This is Jay Santos, ma'am. Citizens Auxiliary Police. I can assure you he was not a hero.
I'm sorry. I said that I think that the guy is a hero, that he could have killed a lot of, that the guy could have killed a lot of lives in there. The security guard.
Right.
Can you hear me?
But I can assure you, ma'am, that that's not the case, that he was not a hero. That I, you know, what I'm saying is he should have snapped, you know, he could have gone and snapped the guy's neck.
I'm sorry, but this guy that was the security guard is a retired police officer, and I think that he did the right thing. Now,
right.
If I accidentally stepped on a Cheerio, I'm considered a serial killer, so I guess I could have Fruit Loops call the city auxiliary, which is who you work for. I mean, seriously. I mean,
what?
I think this guy's a hero.
What?
You couldn't snap a neck.
Wait,
this
wait.
Guy's got a gun.
Wait.
And I've been in
about?
Movies. I've been the city auxiliary guy that's saying that you should go in and he should have snapped the neck and said that.
Are you Sean Young? Are you Sean Young? No, you're not. So, okay.
I'm
what
sorry,
what?
What
does that got to do with anything?
I'm trying to ask you. You say you've been in movies, then you know that the police don't shoot people in the back. And
it doesn't matter.
Like,
he's saying
everything like that.
When you're in a situation like that, it's a life or death situation. You have to do whatever you can do to save people's lives, whether it means shoot him in the leg, whether it means shoot that man in the back, or whatever it means. But you're saying that it would be better for you to snap his neck than to shoot him? You would rather take a chance on that man? While you're trying to snap this man's neck, what if that gun went off that he had in his hand and killed somebody else or killed you while you were trying to snap his neck? You should have thought quicker and shot him.
That's not going to happen because what happens is once you get him into the neck snap, if you get him into a neck snap mode, it cuts the wind, and now he needs wind. And the last,
you're
so
inside.
The first
There's
thing he
no
does,
wind.
I gotta drop the weapons because I need air. So
okay,
so the
there's
weapon
no
hits the
wind.
Ground.
There's no wind inside.
Right.
So
that's
why
right,
are you worried
wind.
About the wind? I guess you're gonna have to stop
I'm
quickly and think
wind.
About the wind.
I need to cut the air. He needs to cut the air.
Okay,
see?
I've been in movies,
well,
and this isn't
air.
A movie where you have retakes. You're
what
a fruit
movie were you in? What movie were you in?
Several
what
movies.
Movie
I don't
you
have
in?
To. I don't need to state what
yeah.
movies I was in.
Yeah, you weren't
I'm
in
no
movie.
Several
were you
movies.
In? Okay, were you in The Fugitive? Were you in what do you call? Was you in?
Third films that are coming out
movies?
This year.
Okay, unless you were in a movie where a police officer was. You know, taking
well,
a guy down.
You're an actor,
okay.
So you're saying that an
what?
Actor knows more than a police officer.
No, but I am
you're
saying that
really
that's the
a
model
fruit.
That we work.
I'm sorry.
That's the model we work on is all I'm saying. And if
you're
you did
a
movie, check out the movie. Go see the movie that you were in and see if the police in that movie shoot a guy in the back. I got money, says no, they don't.
Actually, the movie that I'm
okay.
in was filmed at the same place where they filmed Green Mile in Asheville, and it will be coming out in July, starring Michael Ealy and Lynn Collins. Yes.
Well, that's great, Rachel. Great, thank you.
Yeah, but see, is that movie got a cop shooting a guy in the back? Otherwise, it's not even worth seeing. So I wouldn't see it. I'm glad I'm going to go see a rerun of Thelma and Louise.
All right, Jay, thank you. And Rachel, thank you very much. And you're right, I agree with you. I think that that police officer, that armed security guard, I have to agree with the people, Jay. You know, you heard from a soldier in Iraq.
Yeah, and then I heard from a movie actress. So, yeah, you got some pretty solid people.
Well, forget about that. We heard from a gentleman who was in Iraq in a firefight, and he's a soldier, and he's saying, and he's a sergeant, and he doesn't want to see his men going up and trying to pull a snap in a neck routine.
The problem is...
And don't belch into the phone.
The problem is, what I'm trying to say, is if I was in his squad, I'd say, Sarge, look, I want to try something, because I want to try something, what do you call it, unorthodox, Sarge. Let me go up, get behind him, I'll flank him, and snap his neck.
All right, hold on, okay?
What?
877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on what his opinion is of the shooting, the standoff in Florida. He thinks that the security guard is not a hero, that he could have avoided shooting that man in the back, that it wasn't sporting to shoot the guy in the back, and that Jay could have snuck in and snapped the guy's neck. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Visit us online at talkradionetwork.com. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back. A few minutes. And Jay Sanis with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And I was talking to Jay here off air, and I want you to repeat for my audience, because I don't know. How do you get this guy's attention? You say you try to get his attention.
But what you're doing, Phil, is you're trying to save lives. You want to save lives. And that's what law enforcement's all about. That's what we're about in Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're about saving lives. So the first thing you want to do is make sure that that gun is not pointed at anyone other than, if need be, okay, I'll elect to be the one that the gun's pointed at. But what I want to do is I want to get that gun off of those people, and I want to surprise him. So you need to surprise that gunman. I'm going to find out from any responsible law enforcement or maybe from a relative or anybody that knows who he is, what's his name, and I will shock him as soon as I hit the door. I throw the door open. I go, Charles Duke, your mom's a whore on 5th and Main. Okay.
What is that?
You see, Charles Duke, your mother's a whore walking 5th and Main. And I just did it the way I would do it. I'm yelling, and I'm shocking him. And
you're saying your mother's a whore? I didn't understand that.
Well, I'm saying a phrase, and I'm doing it the way I would do it as I come through the door. I apologize, Phil, if I...
Oh, no, okay, so do it again?
You're coming through the door. Charles Duke, your mother's a whore on 5th and Main. And then you make your move. You're doing a sideways. Your body's small like a ball. Or what I say? What's his name?
Clay Duke.
I said Charles Duke. I don't know who Charles Duke is, but I hope there isn't anybody named Charles Duke in your you know, listening audience that's going to sue you because... I just called her mother a whore or something.
Well, no, we got the name wrong, so Clay Duke is his name, okay?
All right. As long as it's not David Duke and those people, but in any event, Phil...
You're yelling, Clay Duke, what?
Clay Duke, your mother's a whore on 5th and Main, and now you've made your move. Your body's as small as you can get it in terms of the target. You're sideways, so you are cutting wind resistance. So you're moving, and you are moving and directing the attention of the gunman... So you throw that left arm, around the neck and pin with the right.
What is Clay Duke, your mother's a whore on 5th and Main?
Well, in just about any city in America, there's a 5th and Main, which generally represents Skid Row or some depressed part of town. So you say to Clay Duke, your mother's a whore on 5th and Main, you're basically saying she's walking the streets down, you know, she can't even get, she's not even, you know, she's not, what do you call it, she's not doing no call, or what do you call it, out call, or... In a hotel uptown.
Okay, yeah, 877, I didn't understand that.
It's just a way of shocking a gunman.
877-876-PHIL is the number here. Let's go to Eric, listening to us on WWRL in New York tonight. Eric, go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil, how you doing? I'm good. Called because I wanted to, thank you. I called because I wanted to, address this individual and see where he was coming from. But as I'm continuing to listen, I see that he's not, I don't think, in the proper psychological frame of mind. And if he's an auxiliary officer, I would think that if I were his superiors, well, sir, this is where I'm coming from. You're taking this reality situation, and how you would approach an individual who's not psychologically sane at the present time, and you're coming out with all these movies, your reference movies. So to me, you're living in an unrealistic world. And if you're an auxiliary officer, I would be very, very afraid that you're out on the beat. If I were your superiors, I would certainly have you psychologically checked out. Because I will tell you this, if you were to apply, for a police position, if you were to apply for any police department anywhere in this country, I can guarantee you, you would not pass a psychological exam. First of all, let me tell you this. If you shot the individual in the back, first of all, I'm surprised this guy won't even wind up with some sort of litigation, some sort of lawsuit for shooting him in the back. But
exactly.
Understanding the life-threatening situation that's at hand, I'm sure people will understand. Now, obviously, the guy's in the wrong.
What movie have you seen that you can back that up?
Guy is every bit of a hero.
What movie have you seen that you can back up what you're saying?
Phil Hendry.
See, there ain't no movie.